In order to properly understand the use of the success principles which we shall discuss, it is first necessary to understand something about yourself. It is necessary to evaluate the riches you already possess in order that these other riches may be intelligently added to your life. And in order to understand yourself, it is necessary to recognize that every person is a plural personality. You and every other person consist of at least two different personalities. There is, of course, that self which you see when you look into a mirror. That is your physical self, but it is only the house in which your other selves live. In that house are two individuals who are eternally in conflict with each other. One is a negative person who thinks and moves and lives in an atmosphere of fear, doubt, poverty, and ill health. Now, this negative self expects failure and seldom is disappointed. It thinks of the circumstances of life which you do not want, but which you seem forced to accept. Poverty, greed, superstition, fear, doubt, worry, and physical sickness. And one is your other self, a positive person who thinks in terms of opulence, sound health, love and friendship, personal achievement, creative vision, service to others, and who guides you unerringly to the attainment of all of these blessings. It is this self alone which is capable of recognizing and appropriating the 12 great riches of life. It is the only self which is capable of receiving the master key to riches. If we are to be rich, if we are to attain positive things in this world, we have to start with a positive mental attitude. I am speaking of material riches, of course, but I am not speaking of material riches alone. It is my hope and my purpose to share with you the knowledge by which you may acquire all riches through the expression of your own personal initiative. Enduring riches consist of many other values than material things. And may I add that without these other intangible values, the possession of money cannot possibly bring the happiness which some people believe it will provide. Whenever I speak of riches, I have in mind the greater riches whose possessors have made life pay off on their own terms, the terms of full and complete happiness. I call these the 12 great riches of life, and it is my sincere desire to share them with all of you who will prepare yourselves to receive them. You may wonder about my willingness to share. So let me tell you that the Master Key to Riches enables its possessors to add to their own store of riches everything of value which they share with others. This is one of the strangest facts of life, but it is a fact which each one of you must recognize and respect if you hope to become really rich in this world. A positive mental attitude is the first of the 12 great riches, the starting point of all riches, whether they be riches of material nature or intangible riches. A positive mental attitude attracts the riches of true friendship and the riches one finds in the hope of future achievements. A positive mental attitude provides the riches one may find in nature's handiwork as it exists in the moonlit nights, in the stars that float out there in the heavens, in the exquisite landscapes, in distant horizons, and the riches to be found in the labor of love of one's own choice, where expression may be given to the highest plane of one's own soul, and the riches of harmony in home relationships, where all members of the family work together in a spirit of friendly cooperation, and the riches of sound physical health, which is the treasure of those who have learned to balance work with play. And then there's the riches of freedom from fear and the riches of self-discipline through which one may have the joy of knowing that the mind can and will serve any desired end if one will take possession and command it through definiteness of purpose. And the riches of play through which one may lay aside all of the burdens of life and become as a little child. And the riches of discovery of one's other self, that self which knows no such reality as permanent failure, and the riches of faith in infinite intelligence, of which every individual is a minute part, and the riches of meditation, the connecting link by which one may draw upon the great universal supply of infinite intelligence at will. Yes, these and all other riches begin with a positive mental attitude. So it's easy to see that a positive mental attitude is, without question, the greatest of all the 12 riches of life.
You hold the master key to these riches in your hand. The key consists of the 17 principles you're about to embrace. In our next session, we'll examine principle number one, definiteness of purpose. You'll hear what it is and how to use it to achieve whatever you desire in your life.